திருச்சிற்றம்பலம். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் Shaivam.org, த நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் டிவைன் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா, த சுப்ரீம் ஆஃப் மகாபாரதா, பிரசன்டட் பை கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன் சேஷாத்ரி. தேங்க்யூ. திருச்சிற்றம்பலம்.
ஓம் கணபதி ஹவாமகே கவிம் கவீனாமுபமஸ்ரவஸ்தமம் ஜேஷ்டராஜம் ப்ரஹ்மணாம் ப்ரஹ்மணஸ்பத ஆன ஷ்ருண்வண்ணோதி பிக்ஸீத சாதனம் பிரணோ தேவி சரஸ்வதி வாஜேபிர்வாஜினீவதி தீனாமவித்ரயவதோ கணேஷாய நம சரஸ்வத்யை நம ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம ஹர ஓம். ஓம் ஸ்ரீ மகாகணாதிபதயே நம. சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் ஸ்ரீகண்டாராத்யமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குருபரம்பராம். சதாசிவம் சிவாம் ஸ்கந்தம் கேசவம் பத்மசம்பவம் நந்தீஸ்வரம் கும்பயோனிம் பரத்வாஜாத்ரி கௌதமான். நமோஸ்தோ குரவே நித்யம் ஸ்ரீகண்டசிவயோகினே ஸ்ருதிசார சிவ விசிஷ்டாத்வைத பரபாஷ்ய விதாயினே ஜகத்குரு ஸ்ரீகண்டாராத்யா ரேணுகாராத்யா மங்களம் தேஹி பிரபோ. த்ரைலோக்ய சம்பதாலேக்ய சமுல்லேகன வித்தயே சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய சிவாய ப்ரஹ்மணே நம. யாமாகுக் சர்வலோகானாம் ப்ரகிருதிம் சாஸ்திரபாரகாஹ தாம் தர்மசாரிணீம் சம்போஹ் பிரணமாமி பராம் சிவாம். அமிர்தார்த்தம் ப்ரபன்னார்த்தாம் வியாச வித்யா ப்ரதாயினி அஹர்நிஷமஹம் வந்தே தாம் ஈஷான மனோரமாம். ததீச்சிம் உபமன்யுஞ்ச மார்க்கண்டேயம் பராசரம் ஸ்வேதாச்சாரியம் தச்சிஷ்யம் நீலகண்ட சிவாஹ்வயம். சோ 2 weeks back we saw about the conversation that happened between Vyasa and Ashwatthama. So where Vyasa Maharshi explains how Narayana worshipped Maheshwara for 200,000 years, standing on one leg, having his hands upraised. So and he got various boons from Parashakti Mata and Paramashiva. And Vyasacharya goes on to say that Mahadeva alone is the cause of all causes. Sa esha rudra bhaktascha keshavo rudra sambhavaha. Even he is the cause, Mahadeva is the cause of Brahma, Narayana and Indra, everybody including Narayana. So that Maheshwara alone should be, Maheshwara alone is the object of surrender and no one else. That's what Vyasacharya explains to Ashwatthama. And we are coming to the final chapter, the last chapter in the Drona Parvam. The next chapter, you know, after Ashwatthama leaves, after hearing whatever he hears from Vyasa Maharshi, the next chapter talks about the conversation between Vyasa and Arjuna. And today being Chaturdashi, and this was the day when Mahadeva appeared as an Agni Stambha to crush the ego of Brahma and Narayana. And also, he appeared as Sharabeshwara to destroy the Ahankara of Narasimha. So this is the day, Chaturdashi, 14th day, which comes twice in a month. So we are going to discuss the conversation that happened between Vyasa and Arjuna in the last chapter of the Drona Parva, which is a very, very important episode in the entire Mahabharata. Dhritarashtra uvacha tasminnatirate drone nihate parshate navai mamakah pandavaschaiva kimakurvanatah param. So Dhritarashtra, he is the father of the Kauravas, and he asks a question to Sanjaya. So upon, you know, what happened? What did the Pandavas do after Dronacharya was killed in the battle? And then Sanjaya replies, Sanjaya uvacha tasminnatirate drone nihate parshate navai kauraveshu cha bagneshu kunti putro dananjayaha drishtva sumahadascharyam atmano vijayavaham yadrichayagatam vyasam paprachya bharatarshava. So Sanjaya, he replies, you know, after killing Drona in the battle, Dhananjaya, that is, Dhananjaya is the name of Arjuna. So Arjuna, he was actually beholding a wonderful scene in the 15 days of battle, because after Drona had died, it was like almost like 15 days of battle was over. Every day he was encountering a wonderful scene in his during the battle, and which counted to his own victory. And then he had a question regarding that, and then he approaches Vyasa Maharshi. And then Arjuna uvacha, he questions Vyasa Maharshi. Arjuna uvacha சங்கிராமே ஞானம் சத்ரூன் ஷரௌர்தைர்விமலைரஹம் அக்ரதோ லக்ஷயேயாந்தம் புருஷம் பாவக பிரபம் ஜ்வலந்தம் சூலமுத்யம்ய யாம் திசம் பிரதிபத்யதே தஸ்யாம் திசி விதீர்யந்தே சத்ரவோ மே மகாமுனே தேன பக்னா நரீன் சர்வான் மத்பக்னான் மன்யதே ஜனஹ தேன பக்னானி சைன்யானி பிருஷ்டதோனுத்ர ஜாம்யஹம். சோ ஓ மகர்ஷி, ஓ வியாச மகர்ஷி, வைல் ஐ வாஸ் என்கேஜ்ட் இன் ஸ்லேயிங் மை ஃபோர்ஸ் இன் த பேட்டில், மை எனிமீஸ் இன் த பேட்டில், தெர் வாஸ் அனதர் வண்டர்ஃபுல் பர்சன், வண்டர்ஃபுல் பர்சனாலிட்டி, ஹூ வாஸ் வித் கிரேட் எஃபல்ஜன்ஸ், ஹூ ஹேட் த எஃபல்ஜன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஃபயர், who was proceeding in front of my car, in front of my chariot and killing my enemies. So I never felt like I was actually killing my enemies, O Vyasa Maharshi. It was like, I felt like my arrows were hitting the dead bodies. In fact, my arrows had hit my enemies after that person had killed them. After that person who advanced in front of my chariot and after he killed them, my arrows were hitting like my arrows were hitting the dead bodies. I felt like my arrows were hitting the dead bodies. So I want to know, who is that person? He had the effulgence of fire. Purusha, Purusho vai Rudraha, Jwalamala. When Mahadeva appeared as an Agni Stambha, thousands and thousands of sparks of fire appeared from that Agni Stambha, which even Brahma and Narayana were searching for. And that's how Arjuna describes her. Jwalantam. Jwalamala kulambati vishvasyagatanam mahat. That's how he resides in the heart of all the living entities. And then he is with a beautiful form. Ritakam Satyam Param Brahma Purusham Krishna Pingalam. He is eternally with Parashakti. He resides in the heart of all the living entities. So I want to know, who is that person, O Vyasa Maharshi, who had killed all my enemies before even I tried to kill them. So I felt like my arrows were hitting the dead bodies only. So please give me the knowledge of that personality. That's where Rudram also says, keeping this, we are going to see Vyasa Maharshi will explain who is that personality, but Mahadeva is described as the person who rushes to save his devotees. He rushes to save his devotees. Namah kapardine cha pulastage cha namo. One who stands in front of his devotees and protects them. Rudram says that. One who stands in front of his devotees and protects them. Bhagavam stan mama chakshva kovaisa purushottamaha shulapanir maya drishtas tejasa surya sannibaha na padbhyam sprushate bhumim na cha shulim vimunchati shulan shulas sagasrani nishpetustasya tejasa. So thousands and thousands of shulams, that is spears, trishulas, came from him, and then he was killing all my enemies. And I could see the great energy within that personality. And he never touched his earth with his feet. That's how Arjuna describes Lord Shiva here. That personality never touched the earth with his feet. Oh, Vyasa Maharshi. And then Vyasa goes on to reply. So here, one thing to be noted. Mahadeva is addressed as Purushottama. Mahadeva is Purushottama. Purusho vai Rudraha. The supreme reality is Lord Shiva. That's what the Vedas say. Shiva Sankalpa Upanishad says, Yo vai Devam Mahadevam Paramam Purushottamam Yak Sarve Sarva Veda Ischatanme Mana Shiva Sankalpa Mastu. He is Purushottama. Mahadeva is Purushottama. The Vedas say that. Assigns Paramam Purushottamam. You are the greatest Purusha. Purusho vai Rudraha. Not anybody else. So, and then Vyasa Maharshi goes on to reply, who is that personality? He enlightens Arjuna. Just like he enlightened Ashwatthama about Lord Shiva, he enlightens Arjuna about who is that personality. Prajapatina prathamam taijasam purusham prabhum bhuvanam bhurbhuvam devam sarvalokeshwaram prabhum ishanam varadam partha drishtavanasi shankaram tam gaccha sharanam devam varadam bhuvaneshwaram. O Arjuna, you have seen none other than Mahadeva, Shankara, Shambhu, Ishana, who is the cause of everything. Taijasam Purusham Prabhum. He is the first cause of everything. And he is the Lord of Prajapatis. And he is the Purusha. Purusham Prabhum. He uses the word Purusha. Purushovai Rudraha. As the Vedas say. Prabhum. Prabhum is also, Prabhu means the Lord, which is very often used for Lord Shiva in the Upanishads. Uma Sahayam Parameshwaram Prabhum. Oh, the personality who is eternally with Parashakti, you are Prabhu. Mahan Prabhurvai, Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Again in Shvetashvatara Upanishad, there is one place where Prabhu, the word Prabhu is used for Lord Shiva. And then Brihadjabala Upanishad also uses the word Prabhu. Smaran Namashivayeti Lalate Tat Tripundrakam. Trinetram Trigunadaram Trayanam Janakam Prabhum. Oh, the Supreme Lord who gave Janakam, who gave birth to three personalities, Brahma, Narayana and Rudra. Remembering that personality, remembering that Mahadeva, Smaran Namashivayeti, chanting the Panchakshara Mantra, Lalate Tat Tripundrakam. One should apply the holy ashes on the forehead, meditating on that personality who gave birth to Brahma, Narayana and Rudra. Maheshwara is the cause of Brahma, Narayana and Rudra. So that's what the Prabhu word, also Shiva Sahasranamam uses that. Tirakstanuk Prabhur Bhimak. Tirakstanuk Prabhur Bhimak. Third name, it comes Prabhu, means the Lord. Bhuvanam Bhurbhuvam Devam. You are the Lord of the three worlds. Sarvalokeshwaram Prabhum. Sarvaloka Ishwaram. You are the Lord of all the worlds, including Vaikuntha, Goloka and Brahmaloka, Indraloka, Deviloka, Skandaloka. You are the Lord of all the worlds, O Mahadeva, and you are the Lord of Parakailasha, which is the highest of the highest worlds. Again, Prabhum. Ishanam Varadam Partha. Ishanam. Utamrtatvasyeshanaha yadannena tirohati. Purusha Soktam states that. Ishanaha. That Ishana means the ruler. That ruler is actually immortal personified. He alone can grant immortality. Amrtatvasya Ishanaha. Varadam Partha Drishtavanasi Shankaram. That is, you have seen none other than Shankara Mahadeva. Shankara also comes very often. Shankarayacha Mayaskarayacha. Shankarayacha Mayaskarayacha Namak Shivayacha Shivatarayacha. The center of the Vedas, Rudram, says that Shankara means the doer of good. Shiva Ekodyeyaha Shivankaraha. Atharvashika Upanishad. Shankara is very commonly used in the Vedas for Lord Shiva. Tam gaccha sharanam devam. This is what is interesting. Tam gaccha. I'll stay here for a while. Tam gaccha sharanam devam varadam bhuvaneshwaram. O Arjuna, go and surrender. Sharanam devam. Surrender to that personality, Mahadeva. He is Bhuvaneshwara. He is the Lord of the universe. Bhuvaneshwari is Parashakti. Bhuvaneshwara is Mahadeva. Go and surrender to him. And this is what is told by, you know, this is what is told in Bhagavad Gita also, 18th chapter, 61st verse. Ishvarak sarva bhutanam hridhe se arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudani mayaya. Krishna says, O Arjuna, Ishvara Mahadeva Sambashiva resides in the heart of all the living entities. And that is what is connected to Ishanak sarva vidyanam, Ishvarak sarva bhutanam in the Vedas. Ishanak Sarva Vidyanam, he is the Lord of all Vidyas. Sarva Bhutanam, he resides in the heart of all the living entities. Sarva Bhuta Guhashayaha. Hritpundarikam Virajam Vishuddham. He is in the heart of all the living entities, including the devatas like Brahma, Narayana and Indra. So, there Krishna says to Arjuna, Ishvara resides in the heart of all the living entities. And then 1862, 18th chapter, 62nd verse, he says, Tameva Sharanam Gaccha. Tameva Sharanam Gaccha. Sarva Bhavena Bharata Tat Prasadat Param Shantam Sthanam Prapsyasi Shashvatam. Go and surrender to him, O Arjuna, and attain the Sthanam Prapsyasi Shashvatam. Attain the highest peace. Because the highest peace can be granted only by Lord Shiva. We look for material, you know, materialistic enjoyments. We look for temporary things. We look for peace, right? We look for Ananda. We get Ananda through different things by, you know, by earning a lot of money, by earning fame, by earning material knowledge through sex and those kind of things. But everything is temporary, right? That anandam, that happiness is temporary. That happiness that you derive by engaging in bhakti to Lord Shiva alone is permanent. Mahadeva alone can grant you that ultimate peace. Param Shantam, Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita. And we have discussed this many times. This is also, this whatever Vyasa Maharshi says, connects with Bhagavad Gita. Tam gaccha sharanam devam. He says, Tam gaccha sharanam devam. Gaccha. Go and surrender to him, O Arjuna. Tameva sharanam gaccha. Told by Krishna to Arjuna in 1862. See how it matches very beautifully. And we've already dealt this, like Bhagavad Gita is the words of Lord Shiva. Param hi brahma katitam yoga yuktena tanmaya. Ashwamedha Parvam, 16th chapter, 13th verse, Krishna says to Arjuna, he expresses his inability to recite the Bhagavad Gita again. Now when Arjuna asks, okay, I have forgotten the knowledge, whatever you gave at that time, please repeat, you know, please give that knowledge again. And Krishna says, Param hi brahma katitam yoga yuktena tanmaya. I was united with the supreme reality when I was giving the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. I cannot recite that again, O Arjuna. And that supreme reality is Maheshwara. Confirming this in Kurma Puranam, we see again in Kurma Puranam, 1st canto, 30th chapter, there is a conversation between Vyasa and Arjuna. So this is what we are seeing in Drona Parvam, last chapter, right? So the 1st canto, 30th chapter of Kurma Puranam also discusses a conversation between Vyasa and Arjuna. And that where he says, Vyasa Maharshi says, Anayasena sama sumahatu, Anayasena sumahata punyamapnoti manavaha aneka dosha dushtasya kalereshu mahan gunaha. This Kali Yuga is defective in many respects, O Arjuna. But there is one good point, he says. Ye namanti virupaksham ishanam krittivasasam prasanna chetaso rudram deyanti paramam padam. Just by chanting the names of Lord Shiva, just by meditating on Mahadeva, just by engaging in devotion to Lord Shiva and chanting the names of Lord Shiva, one attains the supreme state. One goes back to Parakailasha. Namo rudraya mahate devadevaya shulini trimbakaya trinetraya yoginam gurave namaha. He says that to Arjuna in the 1st canto, 30th chapter. And then he goes on to say an interesting thing. We have seen that multiple times, but I want to connect this. Because this is also, the Drona Parva episode is also a conversation between Vyasa and Arjuna. Whatever comes in Kurma Purana, 1st canto, 30th chapter is also a conversation between Vyasa and Arjuna. So this is 60th and 61st verse says, Drishtavanasi tam devam vishvaksham vishvatomukam pratyakshameva sarvesham rudram sarva jaganmayam jnanam tat aishwaram divyam yatavat viditam tvaya swayameva hrishikeshak prityovacha sanatanaha. Oh Arjuna, do you remember? Because he discusses about Kali Yuga and those kind of things, and then he says Shiva is the only object of meditation, and then Shiva is the cause of all causes, and just by chanting the names of Lord Shiva and Kali Yuga, one can transcend the repeated cycles of birth and death. And then he goes on to say, oh Arjuna, you remember the Vishwarupa of Lord Shiva that you saw? That is what is related to Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter where Mahadeva shows the Virata Rupa. So he says, Vyasa says, you remember that, O Arjuna, you saw the Vishwarupam of Lord Shiva. And then Hrishikesha came as Guru, Vishnu came as Guru for Arjuna to explain about Lord Shiva. So you saw that supreme form, the supreme divine universal form of Lord Shiva by the grace of Hrishikesha, with the help of Hrishikesha, Vishnu came as Guru to explain about Lord Shiva. So that is what is told here also, and that's why Vyasa Maharshi in Drona Parvam also says, Tam gaccha sharanam devam varadam bhuvaneshwaram. Go and surrender to him. He is the only object of surrender. Vyasa also says the same thing. So keeping this, we saw that Mahadeva appeared in front of the chariot and then killed all the enemies. And Arjuna felt like he was actually, his arrows were actually hitting only the dead bodies. It was Mahadeva who helped Krishna and Arjuna to win the war. And keeping this point, in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when Mahadeva shows the Virata Rupa, there is a place where Kalosmi, Lord Shiva actually, Lord Shiva says, right? Because there is a misconception that Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna. It's actually Mahadeva making to speak. Mahadeva says, 11th chapter, 32nd verse, Kalosmi, I am Kala. I have come here to destroy everything. I have come here to destroy Drona, Karna and Bhishma, everybody, whoever are there on the Kaurava's side. So that's what he says. Kalosmi, I am Kala. And that's what is related to here. Mahadeva appears in front of the, you know, in front of the chariot of Arjuna and Krishna and then defeats their enemies. That's why Rudram also says, one who terrorizes, one who is an enemy to his devotees' enemies. Because Krishna and Arjuna are the devotees of Lord Shiva. So Mahadeva becomes the enemy of his devotees' enemies. So that's why he And that's what is told in Bhagavad Gita as Kalosmi, I am Kala. I have come here to destroy everybody. And that's what Mahadeva appears in front of the chariot and then he destroys all the enemies of Arjuna and Krishna. So that itself is relatable, quite relatable, that Mahadeva is the speaker of, actual speaker of Bhagavad Gita, and Mahadeva is the, Bhagavad Gita's form is Lord Shiva. Bhagavad Gita is the words of Lord Shiva. And then continuing, in the Kurma Purana, Gaccha gaccha swakam sthanam na shokam kartum arhasi prajasva parayabhakya sharanyam sharanam shivam. The same thing is told. Just like he says in Drona Parva, Vyasacharya says, oh Arjuna, you saw the Virata Rupa of Mahadeva with the grace of Vishnu. So no, now go. Gaccha gaccha swakam sthanam na shokam kartum arhasi. Don't go into distress. Just engage in vrajasva parayabhakya. Engage in parabhakti, highest devotion, sharanyam sharanam shivam, go and surrender to Lord Shiva. That's what he says. And then again, this is quite relatable. Narayanopi Bhagavan Devaki Tanayo Harihi Arjunaya Swayam Sakshat Dattavanidam Uttamam. Kurma Purana 2nd Canto in the Ishvara Gita, which is given by Lord Shiva, 11th chapter, 131st verse, where the Guru Parampara of that Ishvara Gita is given. And then this Ishvara Gita was passed on as Bhagavad Gita by Krishna to Arjuna, told in the Kurma Purana 1st Canto, 11th chapter, 131st verse. So, now keeping this, why actually Sharanagati should be done to Lord Shiva? Because Mahadeva alone is the grantor of emancipation, no one else. Apart from Mahadeva, no one can grant emancipation. It is only Mahadeva who can grant. And keeping this also, like Padma Purana, Uttarakandam, 175th chapter, the conversation between Lakshmi and Narayana are explained, where Narayana explains that Bhagavad Gita is Sakshat Shiva Swarupam. Casting aside Mahadeva, one can never understand what Bhagavad Gita speaks, because Bhagavad Gita is speaking only about Lord Shiva. So if you cast aside Mahadeva and if you try to understand Bhagavad Gita, and even if you memorize the 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita, what is the use? There's no point. Right? So that Bhagavad Gita, 18 chapters, that 18 itself is explained by Narayana to Lakshmi, 175th chapter, Padma Purana, Uttarakanda. The first 5 chapters are the 5 faces of Lord Shiva, 5 beautiful faces, Sadyojata, Vamadeva, Agora, Tatpurusha, Ishana. The next 10 chapters are the 10 hands of Mahadeva. Dashabhujam, Dashabhagustva Nimisho Neelakanta Umapatihi. Dashabahu is one of the names of Lord Shiva, which means he is 10-handed. So, we saw the beautiful meditation of Lord Shiva, where he has all the weapons on his right hand, and then he is also showing his Abhaya Mudra, and also he has some various, he has a bell, he has a snake, and he has a pasham, he has a elephant goad in his left hands. So 10 hands actually is a beautiful meditation of Lord Shiva which can be done. And the 10 chapters, the next 10 chapters of Bhagavad Gita are the 10 hands of Mahadeva. The 16th chapter is the stomach of Mahadeva, Udar. And then 17th and 18th chapter are the feet of Mahadeva. So Bhagavad Gita is Shiva Swarupa. So casting aside Mahadeva, one can never understand. So like having hatred for Mahadeva, one can never understand the tatparyam of Bhagavad Gita, even in crores and crores of births. And that's what is told by Krishna to Satyasandha in Sutta Samhita, Yajna Vaibhava Kandam, 25th chapter, 52nd verse. Mahadevam vinayomam bhajate shraddhayasaha nasti tasya vinir mokshaha samsara janma gotivihi. Even if one engages in unflinching devotion to me, O Satyasandha, casting aside Mahadeva, throwing away Mahadeva, if one engages in devotion to me, they will never attain moksha even in crores and crores of births. Nasti tasya vinir mokshaha samsara janma kotibihi. Janma kotibihi. Even in crores and crores of births, he will never attain moksha. So, oh dear Satyasandha, cast aside everybody, including me. Cast aside me too, and then just worship Samba Shiva. That's what our Shastras say. Eko rudro na dvitiyaya. He is one without a second. Shiva eko dhyayaha. He is the only object of meditation. Para tat para at parato ishas tanme manashiva sankalpamastu. He is parat parat paratram. He is the greatest of the greatest. There is nothing that is equal to him. He is greater than even Brahma and Hari. The Vedas say. So and then Vyasacharya. I just want to connect that. Because he comes as Kala and then destroys all the enemies of Arjuna and Krishna. He comes, and that's what is told by Vyasa Maharshi. The same thing is told again by Vyasa Maharshi in Kurma Purana, first canto, 30th chapter. And also that connects with the entire Bhagavad Gita.